Usually in the slot we have a Parsha Shmos. That's what we've been doing for a long time. Today, in honor of Adar, today is Beis Adar. So I thought that it would be appropriate to maybe spend a few minutes trying to understand and to help us get into the spirit of Adar. And what is it about Adar that gets us all all excited and all pumped up, as we should be? One of the most famous songs that's sung, not only on Rosh Chodesh Adar, but even on Purim, because from now through Purim at least, is Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha. A lot of guys walk into your house on Purim, singing different things. Sometimes they're singing their yeshiva song because they want to raise money for their yeshiva. Sometimes, but Mishnechas Adar is a classic. You know, Mishnechas Adar is all the way to Purim, and. It's very fascinating. Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha. Like we take it for granted, but why? Why? What's the source for that? What does it say, Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha? Right now? It's not a test. A Gemara. Very good. It's not a Megillah. You would have thought it would be a Megillah. It's not a Megillah. It's in Tainus, actually. Mishnechas Tainus. It's a Gemara Daf Chav Tesam Alav in Tainus. Tainus. You learned this Gemara. You know the Gemara. It's being a little bit humble. It's fine. So the Mishnah actually says, in Tainus, at the very end of Tainus, it says, Misha Nichnas Av Mematin Mesimcha. Yeah? Good? That's why it's in Tainus. Talking about the Tainus of Tishnah. Misha Nichnas Av Mematin Mesimcha. That's a Mishnah in Tainus. Yeah.
Make a deal for the Mishnah saying that it doesn't say to be sad, it says to lessen your simcha.
It's a good deal, except that the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch, when that halacha is quoted in Hilchos Tishah B'Av, says that it means the total, it's almost like it's coming to uproot that deal. It says, Zok, the Magen Avraham, it means to totally abandon and abolish all simcha, in Av. Don't worry. That's not the theme of today. But the Mishnah says, Mishnechas Av Matim Simcha. Okay, and what does that mean? It means we have halachos. What does that mean? So the Gemara and Chav Tesam and Aleph on the bottom, last line, Maseches Tainus says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Shmei the Rav Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. Just as when Av comes, we minimize our Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha. So too when Adar comes, we're Marbe B'Simcha. Fascinating Gemara. That's it. It's not part of the song. There's no Kishem. But those four words stuck out. Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha. But there's a very, very interesting diak. Kishem Shemishnechas Av Matim. So just as when Av comes in, we're Marim Besimcha. So too, when Adar comes, we're Marim Besimcha. So first of all, what's the Kishem? What's the linkage? Why are we linking these two? Why are we saying just like by Av? I know what Marim Besimcha means, or I don't. But let's just say in a freestanding way, without linking it to anything else, Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha. Fair question? Good. Second question. Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha, it's very nice, but like, it's a little strange. If you don't say Mishnechas Nisan Marim Besimcha, Pesach's a great yantif. If you don't say Mishnechas Kislev Marim Besimcha, because Chanukah, I love Chanukah, no? Chanukah is geschmack, 8 crazy nights. It's 8 days, there's only one day. All of a sudden, Purim, Mishnechas Adar Marim Besimcha, the whole month? Like, why? What's the pshat? It needs a pshat. No, it needs a pshat? So the truth of the matter is, just to give a little taste of that for a second, it says in the Megillah, the Pasuk itself says in the Megillah, that the month of Adar is V'Chodesh. It's a month, Asher Nepach Lahem Miyagon L'Simcha. There is a remnant in the Megillah itself, that the month itself has a special status, because the month was transformed in this time of Purim, from a month of yagon, of suffering, of trials and tribulations, to simcha, fine. But still needs a pshat. What is it about Purim, and what is it about Adar, that gives the entire month this special status of simcha? Okay, the two questions clear? Question number one, what's the causation? What's the kishem? Just like Av, Mematin, so too Adar Marbim. Question number one. Question number two is: what is the Nikudas HaSimcha that permeates, that's so great on Simcha on Purim, that permeates the entire month that we're now celebrating of Adar? Okay, so I want to spend the next few minutes trying to address both of those questions. First things first. What's the kashem? So I'll share with you my first thought that came to mind when I thought about this. You know what? I'll go back. I'll go in order. I'll share with you the Michta Me'Eliyahu's Pshat. Michta Me'Eliyahu has a piece on Purim. Rav Dessler says, it's on page 123 in Chelek Biz, if you want to see it. He writes as follows. He says that the Simcha has a development. It develops. What's the Kashem? Here's the Kashem. Just like by Av, we don't fall straight into Tisha B'Av. How does it work? We develop it. There's a process. We begin Rosh Chodesh Av. No meat, no wine. And we build up Shavuot Shechalbo. What happens now? It's even more intense. Erev Tisha B'Av, more intense. Tisha B'Av itself, even most intense. That's the Mishneh Nechas Av Ma'atim Simcha, that there's a build up that helps put us into the mindset of Avelus for the Churban HaMikdash. So too, when it comes to Adar, it doesn't just happen by itself. You can't turn on a switch when Purim comes. Purim's less than 2 weeks away. Today's Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. For those of us that live in outside of Yerushalayim, for me, Purim is 10 days away. Monday night is Purim, 11 days away. It's around the corner. 11 days, 12 days away for you guys. It's mamish around the corner. You can't be a Yid that wakes up on Erev Purim or Purim night. Okay, Purim, switch, and now I'm Besuch. It doesn't work that way. You have to prepare. You have to build up to the Simcha. As by Av, there is a diminishing of Simcha. You can't just fall into the Churban HaMikdash. It doesn't work that way. You have to prepare yourself and intensify the Avelus till the Churban comes. So too, when it comes to Adar, when it comes to the Simcha, you can't just fall into Purim. You have to Mishnechas Adar Marv Mesimcha and Marv Mesimcha. And it's supposed to be like every single day. Marv, 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 Marv. And when Purim comes, we're like, all right, I'm exploding. We're so full of Simcha from preparing properly from the Achanos to Purim. That's Mishnechas Adar Marv Mesimcha. So the Avodah is to build on the Simcha. So says out of Dessler, in terms of this comparison, Mishnechas Adar Marv Mesimcha and Mishnechas Ab Matim Simcha. He says, "Umatchilim kfar mirosh chodesh." I'm quoting the words, "Legodel haachana anedreshes umamshichim beavodah zumi yom leyon." Why do we start in Rosh Chodesh? You need a lot of avodah. You need a lot of prep, and therefore we build it day to day. It continues day to day, and ultimately, the final expression of it is done on Purim itself. That's sort of Dessler's understanding of that chazal. To me, I don't know if this is right, but the there's another idea over here. What's the pshat kashem? What's the idea that just like when it comes to Av, we're marv b'simcha, so too when it comes to Adar, we're marv b'simcha? So here's the answer. The answer is, just as the whole month of Av is influenced by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was so otzmati. You know what otzmati means? Otzma is strength. It was so powerful. It was such a bomba, a terrible bomba. It was such a bomb. The Churban Beis HaMikdash was such a painful, horrible Churban that it didn't just affect that day, but the whole month is the time before, even the time after it, is surrounded with Avelis, because it was such a tragic, epically tragic event in the history of Klal Yisrael. It was horrible. It was huge. It was so incredibly powerful and incredibly tragic. So too, when it comes to Adar, when it comes to Purim, the miracle of Purim, the nes of Purim, the simcha of Purim, Rabbi Osai, is so great that you can't just wait till Purim. The whole month is influenced by the Yom Tov. The simcha of Purim is so explosive, it's so powerful, it's so otzmati, that it not only affects the day of Purim, the days of Purim, Yimei Purim, but the entire Chodesh of Purim. So that's the kashem. Just like over there, when it came to Av, because the Churban Beis HaMikdash has hashpa on the entire month, so too Adar, the Simcha of Purim, the Purim itself, there's such an amazing koach of Purim, and that koach of Purim has the ability to be mashpi on the entire month. But I want to understand a little bit more. Let's get to the second question a little bit now. What's this? What's the Simcha? Mishnechas Adar Marv B'Simcha. What's so great about Purim? We have a lot of holidays. Assuming that this chat is correct, assuming that there is something so special about Purim that it has this hashpa in the entire month, so why did they pick Purim? What's so special about that? Why not Chanukah? Why not Sukkot? Mishnechas Tishrei, Marv Besimcha, we have Sukkot in Tishrei, we have Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, we have Hoshana Rabba Simcha's Torah in Tishrei. No, Mishnah is Adar Marv Besimcha, and nothing else. What's the pshat? So I want to share with you two thoughts on this topic. One, two. If I were to ask you what's so special about Purim, you probably could each tell me your own answer. And it'll all be true. And what I'm about to share with you is not a limited, and it's a limited, it's not an exhaustive or a full understanding of the Simcha of Purim, but hopefully some two perspectives that hopefully we'll be able to keep in mind as we help get ready for this special Yemei HaPurim, Rabbi Elina Latova. Number one, why was Purim instituted? Why do we have Purim? So the Rambam, which I couldn't find before, and it's here, it's in this book, I have to find it afterwards. The Rambam writes the following amazing thing. The Rambam tells you that there are certain mitzvos, and the Rambam tells you why the Chacham instituted those mitzvos. So the Rambam tells you, and what inspired, why did he make Purim? Why is there a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah on Purim? Why is there a celebration of the Yom of Purim? What is it about Purim that gave it this special nod? Says the Rambam, the reason why we read the Megillah on Purim, the reason we celebrate Purim is to remind ourselves, listen carefully please, She'emes hu mashakasuv b'Torah, that it's true, that which it says in the Torah, Ki mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim krovim elav, ka Hashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elav. The Torah says, who is as great of a nation like Klal Yisrael? Asher lo elokim, that to that nation, Hashem is close to us, ka Hashem elokeinu, like Hashem our God, b'chol kareinu elav. Says the Rambam, that's why they made the Megillah. That's why Purim was instituted by the Chazal. To remind us, to instill in ourselves that fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. Lo'odia, shekol kol yivecha, all those that put their trust in your Hashem, lo yivoshu, v'lo yikalmu lanetzach kol achosim bo. That if you put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are going to be okay. You're going to be fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has your back. Hashem will take care of you. Abosai. It's the Midah of Bitachon. And Cholos Halavos writes so beautifully that the Midah of Bitachon can be for a person a tremendous source of Simcha. If a person doesn't have Bitachon, they're always worried. What's going to be tomorrow? I love your shirt. It's a great shirt for the Shmuz. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be in this situation? You know, how am I going to make ends? How am I going to end up paying for that? Such a huge bill I have to pay for. How am I going to pay for that bill? How am I going to find my shidduch? Am I going to find my shidduch ever? There's so many girls out there. How am I going to pick one? I can't pick one. There's, you know, phobo. You know what phobo means? Fear of better options. Phobo. Yishmak avort. Maybe I'll find a better fish in the sea. How can I commit to this girl? Maybe there's someone better out there. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. When a person doesn't have the Midas HaBitachon, so then life is very, very, very confusing, very, very worrisome, and oftentimes very, very much lacking Simcha. But when a person has Bitachon, when a person realizes, I always have an address, I can call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will help me. Hashem is always there for me. Even when things look absolutely black, pitch dark black. The Gemara says, the Medrash says that it was, the Gemara says in Megillah, that the Haman's decree was already etched in blood. What does that mean, blood? It wasn't just in cement. It wasn't cemented, it was in blood. It means it was a done deal. We're finished. What happened? We turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Hashem, please save us. We fasted. We turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We davened. Esther and her girls davened as well. And what happened? Yeshua came and says the Rambam. That's Purim. Purim is the knowledge that we're in the best hands in the world. Nothing to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That is the source, a tremendous source of Simcha, is the Midas HaBitachon, which is Purim. Purim is Bitachon. Purim is Shekol Koyvecha Lo Yevoshu V'Lo Yikol Hatzach Kol HaChosimbo. What did he want to say?
Isn't that why in one of the Sadiqim there's no Shar Bitachon?
Because it's part of Simcha?
Is Shar Simcha.
Could be. I'm not a Baki. I like the Hara. I like it a lot. I don't know. Sounds good. Excellent. And the last thing I want to suggest, and there's many, many other parts of Simcha, but one other piece of Simcha that I want to highlight, if you will, about Purim, and there's, again, many, many more, is the following. We have mitzvahs on Purim. On Purim day, there's four special mitzvahs. In fact, when the Chazan, who leans the Megillah, makes a Shachrianu by the Ashkenazim, on day of Purim, they make an announcement. Everyone should have kavana not only to be able to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, but also for the other mitzvahs of the day. For example, Sudas Purim, and Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavion. Okay. Chazal made mitzvahs. And Rabbanan, maybe Midrash Sofrim, higher level Rabbanan, but they're mitzvahs Rabbanan, correct? They made mitzvahs on Purim. They could have made any mitzvahs on Purim. I understand why there's a Suda, I get that. Mishta v'simcha. It says in the Megillah. Mishta v'simcha. But also says in the Megillah, there's something called Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavyona. Which means that the focus of the day on Purim is a focus of giving. Purim is a day of giving. Some Shiva Bacham get confused and they think that Purim is a day of drinking. But it's wrong. That's one aspect. It's one aspect of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Chayev inish levesumi bepuraya ad lo yada ben Aram baruch Mordechai. That's true. It's one aspect, one facet of one of the mitzvah yom of Purim, namely of mitzvah of Sudas Purim. That's not the day. The day is the day of giving. It's a day of tefillah, bitachon we mentioned, and a day of giving. Sudas Purim is sharing a suda with others, not about myself. Atanas Lev Yonim is about giving tzedakah. Mishloach Manos is about giving. It's not about getting, comparing the wafers and the biscuit and the bamba and all the narish chazrai stuff that gets thrown into those candies. I'm happy for all the stores that sell a lot of, make a lot of money on little packaging and stuff. Gevaldik. Chazal understood. They don't need our haskama, but they understood that the true source of simcha in life is giving. Purim is a day of giving. Purim is a day of thinking out of yourself and out of your own comfort zone and being mindful and thoughtful of others. That simcha, there's no greater simcha like that. That simcha is a simcha which is not just for Purim. That's a simcha which is so utzmati, so powerful, that it permeates the entire month of Adar. The Rambam writes famously, famous Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam writes that it's better for a person to give more Mataros Levyonim than Mishloach Manos, says the Rambam. Interesting Rambam. I would have thought, I don't know. Who said? The Rambam tells you, it's better to give more Mataros Levyonim than Mishloach Manos. Why? Says the Rambam. Listen to these beautiful words. She'ein Sham Simcha Gidola U'mefu'ara, because there's no greater Simcha in the entire world. Milesameach Levanim V'umlalim. Than to make happy the hearts of those that are suffering or having a hard time. And anyone that does that, says the Rambam, is like the Shekhinah, like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those that don't have as much. And if we become people that are mindful and thoughtful, we are exactly like the Shekhinah. I don't think we have to prove this at all, but I will prove it to you from something that happened this past week in the Teshiva. There's a heter one day a year in Torah Traga, only one day a year, a heter of Chesed. That was a joke. Thank you for laughing. So Tuesday afternoon, not in the morning, but Tuesday afternoon, there was chesed trips. I went around. I had this chesed to go with some of the Shalabet guys to the hospital, Shaar Tzedek. Others went to the orphanage, and to the old age home, the Shalva, four groups. Chesed. Some person sitting in this room right now, who I might have just pointed in his direction, said on the way out, strong lines about how much they enjoyed the experience. Truth be told, it was geschmack. Those that came with us, those that couldn't come. Those that came, it was geschmack. What was geschmack? To like hand out balls to little kids? When a person gives, there's really no greater feeling than giving. When you put a smile on someone's face, when you make someone else that wasn't smiling right now, and now is now smiling, you give a lollipop to a nurse, to a random person in the hospital, a small thing, you say Chodesh Tov Mubarach, you give them a smile and a warm little piece of love. There's no greater simcha that you have. You're also making them happy, it's true. But the greatest source of simcha is when you're a giving person. When you give, you are full of simcha. And Chazal knew that. And they said, let's make the day into a day of giving. I'll just close with this. I grew up, as a little boy growing up, Purim was always geshmak in my home. Not even a little boy, until I got married. And my father had various different menhagim on Purim. But one thing which was chog v'lo yavar, no matter what, is he would get in the car in the morning before he drank, get in the car, and pack as many kids as he could into a car. He usually borrow someone's big van from the shul, as many kids as he could get. Sometimes the people would follow with other cars behind. And he would take the kids in the community to an old age home called Daughters of Miriam. And the kids would come dressed up, and they would make the people happy and misameach them. And again, we'd all walk out feeling great. And of course, the people would look forward to the visit from the little kids. But that's Purim. Like, a little more wine, a little less wine, one more l'chaim, one less l'chaim. How drunk did I get? Oh, how drunk did he get? That's missing the boat of what Purim is about. Purim is a day of Ava and Achva and Reyes, and I care about it. Who do I give shalachmanos to? Yeah, I give shalachmanos to my best friend. And everyone knows. Don't give shalachmanos to your best friend. He doesn't need your wafers, doesn't need your bisli. Give shalachmanos to the guy that you haven't said too many words to this year. Maybe even that guy in Shabbat, who like, yeah, he's not really my, I know we're all one happy family, but you know, he's not really in my, I don't see him alive. He's not in my shir, he doesn't have lunch with me. He's not in my, just give him shalachmanos. Be marber reyes. That's, you'll make him happy. You'll put a smile on his face. You'll make him feel good. But much more importantly, you'll feel good. As you should, because when a person gives, that is the greatest source of simcha. So this is another component of the great simcha, of the chodesh of simcha, the chodesh of giving. It's not stam that shrag happens to do chesed on chodesh adar. No, mishenichnas adar marv misimcha. When adar comes in, it's more simcha. We're in Hashem's hands, simcha. We're giving simcha, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. Mishenizoch emirat Hashem. I'll end with this. I heard this b'shem. I saw this b'shem. The Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael says, it doesn't say Misha Yagia Adar Marv Misimcha. What does it say? It says Misha, what's Nichnas?
Enter.
When it enters where? When Adar enters you. It's a Chassidish Torah, it's okay. Misha Nichnas Adar, but it's good. Misha Nichnas, when Adar comes into you, Marv Misimcha. When you understand what Adar is about, we understand what Purim is about, we understand Hashkachas Hashem, and the fact that Hashem is holding our hand, and the fact that there's so much we have to be thankful for in our lives. Chesed Hashem Aleinu, Kol Hazman, Mechol Yisrael, Mechol Shav, Mechol Rega. I realize that Marv Misimcha, we should zocha to real simcha, that the simcha should, like the Rav said, the simcha should grow from day to day. Mr. Hashem, it should reach its pinnacle, its height on Purim, and the simcha of Purim, which Mr. Hashem will experience together, and as yeshiva and as Bnei Aliyah, that should permeate our lives every single day of the year and every single day of our lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos.